Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Two major scandals in Massachusetts are the subject of two new films. Black Mass and Spotlight debuted at the Venice Film Festival this week.
Black Mass tells the story of convicted mobster James Whitey Bulger, and Spotlight examines the Boston Globe investigation into the Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal.
The Boston priests molested kids in six different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing.
When you're a poor kid from a poor family, and when a priest pays attention to you, it's a big deal. How do you say no to God?
We've got two stories here. A story about degenerate clergy, and a story about a bunch of lawyers turning child abuse into a cottage industry. Which story do you want us to write? Because we're writing one of them.
This is not just Boston. It's the whole country. It's the whole world.
They knew, and they let it happen. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
WBUR senior reporter David Boeri is at the Venice Film Festival. He saw both films premiere this week, and he joins us now. Hi, David. Good to have you.
Hi, Anthony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. So let's talk about Black Mass first. You saw it today. It's based on a story that you've reported on closely over the years. What did you think? How did the movie stand up to the real story of James Whitey Bulger?
Well, like it is in real life, this movie was dark, violent, and extreme. It's physically violent. You certainly see graphic murders right up close on the screen, and it's emotionally violent, too. Portraying such a story like this, which it's so sweeping, Anthony, it really poses challenges, and the director here has taken some real liberties. Joel Edgerton, by the way, plays John Connolly, the FBI agent. And here he is talking about how to portray real people.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has a point of view. And to say that we're telling the true story is a little naive and a little presumptuous. So I think, you know, the fear of the repercussions of getting it wrong or painting a character in the wrong light, you somewhat need to separate yourself and say, as much as this is a true story, this is our fictional version of a true story.
It seems like that's certainly a wise approach, and yet, really, the movie is just a jumble. It's sort of like a dog dinner that messes up time periods, facts, relationships, the sequence of events. It's very, very stylized, this movie, and it's stripped away a lot so it gets the relationship between Whitey and his brother and Whitey and Conley.
David, I want to ask
really no strong narrative drive.
So not two thumbs up from you anyway on this film, but tell me about Johnny Depp, who of course portrays Whitey Bulger himself.
I just been on the near the red carpet. There are thousands of fans and paparazzi following him. And you know, what's interesting is that Bulger is not here, but he's here in name, and he's like a parrot on a pirate's shoulder riding atop Johnny Depp because, you know, for all the people, and Bulger spent a career killing people and burying people, he's now in a position where he might be bringing Johnny Depp back from the dead, the graveyard of Hollywood, because of all those stinkers of movies. So this is a big movie for Depp. It's gotten lots and lots of buzz. And he certainly looks like Bulger, thanks to prosthetics. He even took contact lenses, blue contact lenses. His eyes are black, Anthony, and they were painted blue, so it gives the impression of penetrating through somebody.
And what did he have to say about actually playing Bulger?
Well, he talks about how complicated Bulger is and was as a character. Here's Depp on Bulger.
He would take in little old ladies' groceries into the house. I mean, and then 10 minutes later, he might be bashing someone's skull in. But to him, that was what he knew. That was all he knew.
Now, it's some of what Depp said is not going to go down particularly well, I think, with certainly some of the victims' families and others in Boston talking about this. He talked about Bulger being kind to his mother and how he loved his son. But really, there's not a whole lot of change in that character, Bulger, through this movie. He is a monster, it seems. At the beginning, he's a monster. At the end, there's not much change. It's the change, really, if there's any, is in Conley. You have a pact between the FBI, and Connolly of the FBI, and Bulger. They commit murders, it goes bad, and then it's over.
Hmm. David, I want to ask you also about the movie Spotlight. This was based on the Boston Globe Spotlight team, which in 2001 began to pull the veil back on the clergy sex abuse crisis here in Boston. How did this movie stack up to the true story? What did you think?
Well, once more, a sprawling story, but here they have a very clear storyline. It's a reporter's procedural, and we see it, and it's been compared, and inevitably compared to All the President's Men, but we see a clear line of story where the reporters, they're moving along. They're trying to uncover the victims. They're trying to get their hands on the sealed documents. They're trying to push that story, and as they go along, they are getting more and more information, and it's driving them. And so it's actually a very well-told story.
Wow. Now, as I understand it, the movie tells a story from the perspective of the reporters, right, rather than from the victims of the sexual abuse.
Yeah, and they very economically go to the horrors imposed on the victims, but it's through the eyes of and ears of the reporters who are listening to the stories of breakdown, of how those lives were ruined. Here's Michael Resendiz. He's one of the reporters on the Spotlight team, which did the investigation. And here he is talking about that drama.
The inherent drama is here in this story is that we couldn't believe what we were uncovering. I mean, first we had John Gagan, and then we said, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's six of these guys. And then it was, hey, wait a minute, looks like there might be 12. Is that possible?
And actually, as we know, it went from 12 to 90 to 250. You're going along on this ride with the reporters, and you're synced in, and it really does show, reporting at its best and at its most intense when there are high stakes and the reporters are just following the trail.
And very quickly, David, give us a sense. We've got about 10 seconds left here, but reaction from the crowd after seeing these two movies. What did you take away from that?
After the movie made its first public airing last night, that Spotlight, it received a 3 to 4 minute standing ovation from the crowd. Tonight, Johnny Depp's movie is playing. The crowds are chanting, Johnny. We don't know what the crowds think of the movie, but they follow him. He's the star. He shows the power of the movies and the power to influence people's thinking about real events and history.
All right. That's WBUR senior reporter David Boeri talking to us from the Venice Film Festival about the debuts, the world premieres of Black Mass and Spotlight. David, thank you. And try to enjoy Venice. I know that's a tough...
A lot better than Alcatraz. Sure.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, David.
Stick with us. There's more in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.